I hit the floor shoulder first, jarringly hard, and grab for the nearest cable. Those red nails are reaching down for me as her eyes narrow to slits, and she works her jaw muscles as if she's trying to get together a wad of phlegm to spit. I grab the fattest cable and give it a pull, and she screams, high-pitched and frighteningly inhuman. What the fuck? I think, looking up as the red-painted claws stretch and expand, shedding layers of varnish as their edges grow long and sharp. Then I yank the cable again, and it comes away from the pentacle. The wooden box drools a thick, blue-tinted liquid across the carpet tiles, and the screaming stops.
Lamia,
Andy says tersely. He strides over to the fire door that opens onto the corridor beyond, raises the curiously fat gun, and fires straight up. A purple rain drizzles back down.
What's going on?
Says Josephine, bewildered, staring at the twitching, slowly dying receptionist. I point my PDA at the Lamia and ding it for a reading. Cool, but non-zero.
Got a partial fix, I call to Andy.
Where's everyone else? Isn't this place supposed to be manned?
No idea.
He looks worried.
If this is what they've got up front, the shit's already hit the fan. Angleton wasn't predicting overt resistance.
The other door bangs open of a sudden, and a tubby middle-aged guy in a cheap grey suit and about 3 days' worth of designer stubble barges out, shouting,
Who are you? And what do you think you're doing here? This is private property, not a paintball shooting gallery. It's a disgrace. I'll call the police.
Josephine snaps out of her trance and steps forward.
As a matter of fact, I am the police, she says. What's your name? Do you have a complaint? And if so, what is it?
I'm...
He focuses on the no longer twitching demon receptionist, lolling on top of her box like a murderous shop mannequin. He looks aghast.
Vandals, if you've damaged her...
Not as badly as she planned to damage us, says Andy. I think you'd better tell us who you are.
Andy presents his card, ordering it to reveal its true shape.
By the authority vested in me.
He moves fast with the gesh, and 10 seconds later we've got Mr. Fat Guy, actually Dr. Martin Voss, seated on one of the uncomfortable chrome and leather designer sofas at one side of reception, while Andy asks questions and records them on a dictaphone. Voss talks in a monotone, obviously under duress, drooling slightly from one side of his mouth, and the stench of brimstone mingles with a mouth-watering undertone of roast pork. There's purple dye from Andy's paintball gun spattered over anything that might conceal a camera, and he had me seal all the doorways with a roll of something like duct tape or police incident tape, except that the symbols embossed on it glow black and make your eyes water if you try to focus on them.
Tell me your name and position at this installation.
Voss, John Voss, research team manager.
How many members are there on your team? Who are they?
12. Gary, Ted, Eleanor, John, Jonathan, Abdul, Mark.
Stop right there. Who's here today? And is anyone away from the office right now?
I plug away at my palm top, going cross-eyed as I fiddle with the detector controls. But there's no sign of any metaspectral resonance. Grepping for a match to the person who stole the Range Rover draws a blank in this building. Which is frustrating because we've got his, I'm pretty sure it's a he, boss right here, and there ought to be a sympathetic entanglement at work.
Everyone's here but Mark.
He laughs a bit, mildly hysterical.
They're all here but Mark. Mark!
I glance over at Detective Inspector Sullivan, who is Detective Inspecting the Lamia. I think she's finally beginning to grasp at a visceral level that we aren't just some bureaucratic Whitehall paper circus trying to make her life harder. She looks frankly nauseated. The silence here is eerie and worrying. Why haven't the other team members come to find out what's going on, I wonder, looking at the taped over doors. Maybe they've gone out the back and are waiting for us outside. Or maybe they simply can't come out in daylight. The smell of burning meat is getting stronger. Voss seems to be shaking, as if he's trying not to answer Andy's questions.